Hello?
Hi, am I talking to you?
Yes.
Said, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. We just received a web form with your property address on Claridge Drive in Chesterfield.
Yes.
I hope I didn't catch you at a bad time.
No, you're at a good time. It's okay.
Perfect. So, you're interested in selling the property. Could you confirm, is it 3-bedroom, 1-bathroom house? 1,500 square feet almost?
It's 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom, 2 full bathrooms. We renovated one of the bathrooms into a full bath.
Okay, so it's 3-2 now?
Yes.
All right. And can you tell me a bit about the property? Are you currently living here? Is this a rental for you? What's the occupancy like?
We're living in it. We're looking to sell it as quickly as possible, but we just had another as-is buyer come in, and they said that they were going to give us $200 for it cash, and we denied it because we know it's worth more than that, because we have done so many renovations to it. Like, it came a long way. Like, it's probably the most updated on the street. But the only problems with the house is the HVAC system. It's still running on oil, so it needs a new HVAC system. And then also there's a plumbing issue. But we want, like I said, for it to sell as quickly as possible, but we are not going under, 285.
Right.
That's the lowest we'll go.
And about the updates, what kind of updates have you made to the property other than the second bathroom you added?
We knocked down a wall. So at one point there was a wall dividing the kitchen and the living area, the living room. We knocked down that wall, so it's an open space now. We also added in a island. We renovated the bathroom we added on, because we added on the bathroom probably like 10 years ago. So we just renovated it again. We added marble in there. And then we did new countertops with granite countertops, and then new flooring in the whole house.
Mm-hmm. And these new countertops and flooring, how long ago do you think was that done?
The flooring?
Yeah.
It was just done a year ago. It was done in January last year.
Okay. And any specific reason behind the sale?
I'm sorry?
Any specific reason behind selling this?
No.
Mm-hmm. And you said your timeline is as soon as possible, right?
Yeah, and like I said, as long as it's not under $285,000, then I'm pretty sure we're on top of it. But like I said, we're not looking for any low balls, because we know what we're working with, and we've already been quoted higher than $200,000. So,
right. And have you guys thought about listing it as well?
Yeah, we thought about listing it, but we're young adults, so we don't have money to go in for inspections and stuff like that. So we're just going as is. Like, we're not adding anything. We're not, like, fixing anything that needs to be fixed, because we're trying to get rid of the house as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. What I'll do is one more thing, if you don't mind. I was looking up on the internet, and I saw Kerry Jones as the owner of the property.
Yeah, so I'm not the owner of the property. It's in an estate right now. So my cousin is the owner of the property, but she's been doing everything. So I'm trying to take some pressure off of her shoulders by reaching out to other people that are, you know, as is buyers, instead of it all just being her. But my aunt Carrie had passed away, and the estate went into her name, my cousin's name, Jalen. So it's no longer Carrie. It's Carrie Estate.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the courthouse and changed all of that, too.
Right. Okay, what I'll do, Yasmin, is let me reach out to one of my numbers guy, and hopefully around today he'll can give you a call back, you know, after running some numbers. What would be the
Okay.
best time you think that he could reach out to you at?
Probably 4 or 5 would be a good time.
4. All right, let me ask him and he'll give you a call back at 4.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Thank you and have a good one.
You too, bye-bye.